Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting second. The left fielder, Bill Lamar. Batting third. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Poole. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Quinn. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting third. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Heinie Manish. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holloway. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ken Holloway. And now, play ball. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manish. Cobb reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a stolen base and an error. Cobb scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manish, who is chasing the ball. Galloway reaches third base with a triple. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch takes first base on ball 4. Fothergill moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fothergill scores. Mainisch moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, Tigers, 1. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it and throws to third for the out. McManus moves to second. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McManus tags and moves to third. Two outs. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mainisch, who is chasing the ball. Lamar reaches third base with a triple. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cobb hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lamar tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lamar. Warner reaches second base with a double. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway misplays the ball. That's an error on Galloway. Warner moves to third. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mainisch takes first base on ball 4. Fothergill moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0 for 1 in the game. Poole hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Poole tags and moves to second. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Quinn hits a line drive towards first. Blue reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener takes first base on ball 4. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Shea hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway is 0 for 1 in the game. Holloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Lamar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cobb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Cobb reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cobb moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Warner bunts towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 2 in the game. Heilman hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Poole bunts towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Cochran hits a line drive towards first. Blue reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Mainisch hits a line drive towards first. Poole reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Lamar hits a fly ball into center field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Shea hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway is 0-for-2 in the game. Holloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Cochran settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Cochran. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Warner takes first base on ball 4. Blue moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-3 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Cobb hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hale. The throw from Shea and he is safe. Hale steals second. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Poole hits a line drive towards first. Blue reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt French now playing right field. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of French. Mainisch reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Galloway takes first base on ball 4. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Noon pinch hits for Merv Shea. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Wingo pinch hits for Ken Holloway. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.